House Speaker Tim Moore made it official yesterday. The Cleveland County Republican filed to run for Congress in 2024. A federal lawsuit filed this week by a group of Black and Latino voters argues that the 14th district Moore is seeking to represent has been racially gerrymandered by GOP lawmakers. Rusty Jacobs has more.
Democrat Jeff Jackson currently represents the 14th, but in October, the freshman congressman announced on social media that instead of seeking re-election, he would run to be North Carolina's next attorney general.
Got some news for you. A group of politicians in North Carolina just redrew my congressional district to take me out. They're going to replace me with one of their political allies.
Jackson's likely replacement will be State House Speaker Tim Moore, who filed yesterday to run for the 14th.
This is something I thought about a great deal. Of course, I've served for 21 years in the State House, nine of which is the Speaker.
In a congressional map redrawn in October by the Republican-dominated state legislature, the 14th has been reconfigured to benefit Moore. A federal lawsuit filed this week claims that the district lines were moved to slice left-leaning Black and Latino voters out of the 14th and pack them into the already deeply blue 12th district.
This is a case that they're trying to make about both Black and Latina vote dilution.
Professor Chris Cooper teaches political science at Western Carolina University and has testified as an expert witness in past North Carolina redistricting cases. The federal lawsuit argues that Republicans racially gerrymandered four congressional districts. The first district in North Carolina's northeastern Black Belt, Moore's 14th district, Charlotte's 12th, and the 6th district now represented by Democrat Kathy Manning. The 6th currently comprises all of Guilford County and part of Forsyth, and combines the cities of Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem in one district. But as Cooper notes, the redrawn map passed in October changes all that.
Guilford County, again, going to three different districts, splitting up the triad, which they're calling a community of interest.
Republican legislators maintain the congressional map, as well as state legislative redistricting plans, were drawn according to court-sanctioned criteria. Districts were kept compact, the splitting of municipalities was minimized, and lawmakers did consider past election results.
Nobody's arguing these weren't done to benefit the Republican Party, right?
In 2022, the state Supreme Court's Democratic majority ruled GOP lawmakers had gerrymandered maps with excessive partisanship. But after Republicans won a majority on the court in the midterms, they revisited that case and reversed, saying the standards for measuring excessive partisanship were vague and courts should not meddle in redistricting. That reversal led to the congressional map now being challenged on racial grounds. But after filing for his congressional race, Moore told reporters he's confident the GOP-drawn map will withstand the scrutiny of a federal court.
I know very well the process that the legislature went through to draw these districts to not take race into account whatsoever.
But does that mean lawmakers could not possibly have drawn racially gerrymandered districts? Cooper says that's what courts must figure out.
If you are blind to racial data, does that mean that you are necessarily blind to racial discrimination? We'll see what the court says.
The plaintiffs have asked for a three-judge panel to consider their case. And a lawsuit in state court is currently challenging a state Senate district map on racial grounds, too, arguing that GOP lawmakers should have considered racial data to determine whether federal law required protections against diluting minority voting power in certain districts. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.